Well, well, wells.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The surprises keep on coming. This morning, Wells Fargo said it's buying Wachovia, not Citigroup. Wachovia cut off talks with Citigroup and went with this all-stock deal worth $15 billion with Wells Fargo. The FDIC was not involved, and that's about all we know at this point. Leaders around the world are sounding the alarm bells. Today, the French prime minister said the world is on the edge of the abyss. His finance people said France is officially entering a recession. Despite that, European shares are actually up a fraction. But in Asia today, the markets closed 2 to 3% lower. Wall Street lost another 3 to 4% yesterday. The Dow fell 348 points to 10,482. The Nasdaq dropped 92, and the S&P 500 fell 46. Everybody's waiting on the House vote today on the rescue package. We're joined now by Congressman Mike Conaway from Texas as Marketplace continues its coverage of the financial crisis. He's a Republican, and he voted against the House bill on Monday. Congressman, how are you going to vote today?
Well, I'm still undecided. You know, the increase in the FDIC insurance help, that was a change that I wanted to have happen. And the tax extenders, if they were to come over on a standalone bill just like that, I'd vote for it in a heartbeat. It's creating some problems, though, back in the district because it kind of looks like Washington, as usual, they're trying to buy votes.
Well, those incentives that were tossed into this package were designed to get the support of people like you. Are you saying that's backfired?
Well, no. I mean, I'm just saying that it hurt with folks back home because it just looks bad. You know, I should be able to vote for this bill on a standalone basis because I think it's the right thing to do.
Well, if you do vote yes, what will have changed your mind?
Well, the continuing risks that I see to the underlying liquidity markets, there is significant risk to that money flow that happens every night. That whole system that I used to be a part of when I was in banking, and every night companies have excess cash that they loan to companies who have needs for it. That happens every single night. It's kind of the oil or the lubricant that keeps the gears of this economy moving. And if for some reason that stops happening, then that'll send shockwaves. There'll be lots of jobs lost. Value on Wall Street, on the securities markets will evaporate. And that's the thing that's been trying to avoid.
Congressman, what have your constituents been telling you since you voted against the bailout package on Monday?
I had two town hall meetings in Andrews, Texas on Wednesday, and you don't get more middle America than Andrews, Texas. At the start of each of those meetings, a lot of congratulations, back slapping, you know, way to go, you did the right thing, all this kind of stuff. And so as I would walk them through my concerns about why we're dealing with this, the mood got a lot more somber. They became a lot less assured of themselves that they had the right answer, that no was the right answer. And by the end of the meeting, the single biggest or most consistent comment was, "Wow, I'm glad you're making the decision and not me." Some of the tone of the calls changed a little bit yesterday, according to my staff, in that folks were mad about the tax package. It's clouded the issue somewhat with respect to a much, much bigger decision, and that is, do you vote for or against the bailout?
Congressman Mike Conaway, Republican from Texas, thanks for joining us.
Scott, good to be with you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.
The U.S. is not the first country to go through financial mayhem. Japan in the mid-90s, we've heard plenty about that. But there's another recent case that had a much happier ending. Marketplace's Elisa Roth went to Stockholm to hear the story.
It was 1992. Sweden, long known for its strong social state and solid economic growth, found itself staring down a financial disaster. Robert Bergqvist was an economist at the Swedish Central Bank then.
We had a banking crisis, we had a currency crisis, we had liquidity crisis, all these kind of different crises at that time.
Cheap credit had helped create a real estate bubble, and it was starting to collapse. Banks were starting to fail. Do you feel like you've heard this story already? 15 years later, we know how this one turns out. Bo Lundgren was the Minister for Fiscal and Financial Affairs at the time of the crisis.
First of all, you come to a situation in a crisis where you have a loss of credibility, and you have to try to restore that credibility. The other thing is that you have to see to it that the capital base for lending is restored.
To do that, the government set up a special agency to administer the help. It insisted that shareholders step up first, and then dumped massive amounts of money into the system. It ended up taking over a couple of banks. All in all, the government put up more than $18 billion. But it hung on to the assets for a long time and managed to recover almost the whole thing. Some say it even recovered all the money. A decade and a half later, economist Bergqvist looks on the rescue almost fondly.
We're still talking about the crisis in the early 90s as something good for Sweden. It was painful. We lost lots of economic growth and so on, and people get unemployed. But I think that it was a kind of starting point for a new era concerning economic development.
Many, including Bergqvist and Lundgren, say that the changes that came out of the crisis will help Sweden through what could be tough times ahead. So can the U.S. pull off a similar coup? Former Minister Lundgren has one worry. In 1992, his government had just been elected into office, so nobody was thinking about the next election. Congress, are you listening? In Stockholm, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
If you'd like to weigh in on this, there's a place you can do that on our website, marketplace.org, and check out my blog on the financial mess. Just click on the link, Marketplace Off Air. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.